Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. It is Sam and Greg, along with Noel and Bobby and BB on this 11th day of January. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Like I said, we're the opening act for a number of events going on today, but we are looking forward to these football games and basketball. If you didn't know, Hawks are out in Golden State, and we got that game for you at tips at 8:30. In case you can't get in front of a TV, we got that for you here. But all three NFL games we have for you. Buffalo, Jacksonville first. That kicks off at 1 o'clock, pregame at 12:30. San Francisco at Philly after that. By the way, Sam, I have been told by Terrell, our earlier guest, and Tim Scarborough, our 920 guests, both Philly fans, that if the Eagles win, they go to Chicago next. They wanted to remind me of that. They're going up there to take on the Bears. So we will see. Good luck to you. I was still dumbfounded the Bears pulled that thing out last night at home against Green Bay, but they did what they did. Anyway, as we welcome Joe Patrick on, I have a question for Joe, if he is with us. Joe?
I'm here.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Good morning. Listen, did you hear about that NFL stat that was making its way around this past week? Because I don't want to tell you something you've already heard. There was an NFL stat that came out this past week. It was a big one, and it included Bo Jackson. Did you hear that?
I don't think I did hear this one.
It was great. Oh. So I'm going to try it with you right now. Okay.
Oh, actually, I think I do know that. I think I do know it. Is it the coach that has more rushing yards than Yeah.
So let me tell everybody, because I mentioned it earlier in the show, and I'm going to mention it again for those who didn't hear it. There is a current NFL head coach, that rushed when he played for more yards than Bo Jackson. All right. So when you say it like that, Joe, right, people go, what? Nah, there's no way. And then they start thinking of running backs. I've told this to a couple people, and they start thinking of running backs. And, you know, that's not the case. And the funniest part about all this is, Joe, when I saw this, they had also – it was attached to a piece where they had interviewed the other NFL coaches, a handful, of course. Mm-hmm. And none of them knew it, including the guy's family member.
Yeah.
He didn't know. The answer to the question is Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh – in his 11 years of really getting it done, but he played 13. I think it was 13 years in total on some bad teams, right? He rushed for more yards than Bo Jackson, and you have to remember that Bo only played 4 years, right? Somewhere in there, 4 years. But Bo Jackson, because of his injury, only accumulated 2,782 yards. Jim Harbaugh ran for 5 yards more than that. That's the part.
It's when I saw this, I was also like playing along. I forget where this like question was kind of packaged in a TV product, but I was playing along and I couldn't figure it out for the life of me either, because I was thinking about, okay, yeah, like there aren't a lot of former running backs who are NFL head coaches.
Right.
So I immediately moved on. I was like, okay, there's got to be a quarterback who played, but I did not pick out Jim Harbaugh of the quarterbacks. I just hadn't thought about the fact that he played so long.
Yeah, well, I grew up
with that many scrambling yards.
And watch those years where they just stunk. Walter Payton had left, and he was getting yelled at by Ditka, and they just stunk. And so, yeah, he had to run for his life there and at Indianapolis when he got there before
Indeed.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. Listen, Joe Patrick, of course, co-host of the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, along with Andy Bunker. And Sam and I are getting to talk about this news from the Falcons, Matt Ryan, and the coaching changes for the first time. And so we spent the morning talking to different people. We haven't had a chance to talk to you, though, and your thoughts on – and I'll tell you what, I'll let you go first, because one begets the other. You know, we can talk about the coaches being gone and where that going to start, but then nothing happens until Matt Ryan – gets into his office. So your thoughts on that decision, even though there was a lot of rumblings beforehand, now that it's a done deal, and by the way, the press conference will be Tuesday and we'll carry it for you here on 92.9 The Game, but just, you know, how this played out for you this week.
I mean, I think it was the right decision to move on from both those guys, and I like both Raheem and Terry. You know, it's always hard in this business whenever you kind of you know, see a move like this coming. But, you know, sports is a weird one because unlike other lines of work, it's very clear to the public when the leadership is producing something that's successful or unsuccessful, whether that's, you know, how much of that is, you know, down to them specifically. We don't, that's where we're, in the dark a little bit. But because we're watching a game that is 60 minutes long and produces one winner and one loser every single time you go out there, it just makes it very clear as to whether the results are actually getting done. And that clearly was not happening when you look at the fact that Terry Fontenot never, you know, got this team to the playoffs during his pretty long tenure as GM. You know, and Raheem Morris, you know, with a squad that I think ownership thought was ready to make the playoffs after the Arthur Smith tenure, was never able to really get them there. And wasn't, you know, like, despite the 8-9 records, maybe last year you felt like they were closer. They obviously did have a chance to get in right at the end of the season, but this year it didn't feel close at all. And for that reason, I think it was the right decision to make those moves. But obviously, if you do make those moves, then that leaves the organization kind of feeling a little bit, I don't know what the word is, but it leaves the organization feeling a little bit like discombobulated, because you've been through a couple coaches then at that point that have not gotten the job done. And fans are rightly wondering, you know, where is the accountability and the ownership and the leadership of this organization? So I think that is where Matt Ryan really comes in and is that trusting, not just a face, because, you know, when I say that, it makes it sound like he's just kind of like a there for PR, which he's not. Like, I think that he's trusted also by Arthur Blank. And if you're the owner of a team, like, you have to bring in people around you who you really trust, like, on a very deep level. And obviously with Matt's tenure under Arthur Blank as his quarterback of, you know, the team that he owns, that has been forged over a long period of time. And I think that Matt Ryan also, you know, yes, he's inexperienced in a specific sense with regards to, you know, the technicalities that come with the job. But I am just so encouraged by the fact that he is, one, like, he's young. You know, he is not that far off of his playing days. And I think he still has that very competitive edge to him at this point. And I think that he's very in tune with the tactical evolutions that are being made in this league and what it takes from a player's standpoint to be able to, you know, rise above the rest and get ultimately this organization where they want to go. And guys, I heard, you know, I'll say that after the last game of the season, and I was talking to some people about whether the Matt Ryan thing was going to happen, and I heard that if it's true that he's coming in, he's not coming in and going to kind of like caretake Raheem Morris or whatnot. Like, if he's coming in, it's because it's his show and he has big plans in store for what he wants this team to be. And I think that's what's exciting about, you know, having seen what's happened in the last week come to fruition, is that I think that there are big plans for Matt Ryan. I can't wait to hear what he says on Tuesday.
You and me both, and a whole lot of other people, folks, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline on this Sunday morning with Joe Patrick. He is social. You can always find him at Joe Patrick, at Joe Patrick. We're also seeing about other people who are being interviewed. It seems like they're moving swiftly with this, Joe. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, they really are, and they have a lot of big positions to fill. And I think that, you know, you can say like one man's haste is another man's. I may try to make up a phrase here, and I can't come up with it. But
I hate,
like,
when that,
you
happens,
know, you can say like, oh, yeah. There you go. So, like, you know, you could argue that they're moving too fast, but at the same time, they have to move quickly. Like, the Senior Bowl is coming up. They've got to really get on their horse and get these things in motion. Having said that, I think the fact that what we've seen from, you know, the Matt Ryan kind of story so far is that they were foreseeing how quickly they were going to need to move in this, during this time period, and are moving quickly. They got those president of football interviews out of the way pretty early, and they were smart in what was reported by Jonathan Jones from CBS Sports yesterday, which is that the NFL, with regards to the Rooney Rule and these other you know, things that teams have to do to follow in regulations with the hiring process for these roles, every team is designated, like, there's one top executive role that applies. And so in the Falcons case, that would be that president of football who is at the top of the decision-making tree. It's not with the GM. So the GM is, like, technically the NFL would see that position with the Falcons as an assistant, although I don't think that that will be, you know, how that role functions at all. But what that means is that they don't have to do all of these different things. And what they've done is they've already interviewed, I think, personnel who they see for the GM role during the president of football operations role. so they got some background on them. And they can technically hire that GM now without having to announce or do any additional interviews. So if it is Ian Cunningham, the Bears assistant GM, who they're really targeting, which has been rumored for a long time, they interviewed him for the president of football role. And so, you know, and Matt Ryan apparently has a personal relationship with him through connecting with Ryan Poles. So that could get done very, very quickly here. I kind of doubt that it gets done before Tuesday just because they have that media, but I couldn't see it happening not long thereafter. And then the head coach is obviously the huge, huge question mark here about who they're going to go for, who they're going to be able to attract to come and take this job. And I think that Clint Kubiak is probably the name who is highest on that list for me at this point in time. Even though John Harbaugh is out there, I think that this team is likely going to be looking for an offensive play caller and someone who can develop that long-term relationship with the quarterback. I think Matt Ryan knows just how important that's going to be. And they interviewed Clint Kubiak yesterday, I believe it was, and he will not be able to interview with anybody else now that Seattle's playoffs has basically resumed as of this week. So I think he's really going to be the name to look out for, but certainly there are a lot of qualified candidates out there.
Joe Patrick, take a breath. Sports Radio 92.9 again. The guy comes on here, man, and he just does a deep dive into everything. And I got all these questions for him. Listen, you broke down one of the names that they've interviewed. I want you to take off your 92.9 The Game hat, your Wade Ford tailgate connection hat. I want you to be a fan for a second and tell us who you think, not necessarily a name, but what type of coach they should go after. Offensive-minded, defensive-minded, somebody with some age, a new coach who shows some promise. Where is your head at as far as what you think the type of coach this team needs?
Yeah, I mean, I think they need the offensive play caller. I think that's how you get stability in this league. You know, like if you look at the Bears, for example, right now, where you've got Caleb Williams, that franchise quarterback, and Ben Johnson, who's going to be calling plays for him and have that relationship with him. Not only is Ben Johnson a great coach, but it just looks with the way that that's coming together this year in Chicago, like that's going to be a formidable kind of pairing and cornerstone for that franchise for a decade, maybe more, who knows? But it's so important to have that. And you don't get that stability if it's not the person who's setting the offensive scheme. It's just that important. So it's kind of a shame for a lot of these defensive coaches that they just, you know, they're bright minds in and of themselves, but just because of the way that things work, you know, they're probably going to not get as many opportunities. Hopefully that old Jeff Ulbrich can stay. You know, Arthur Blank already kind of expressed his hopes that the new coach would want to keep Jeff Ulbrich in the job, but I think they've got to go for an offensive play caller, and that's why I kind of posed a question out there on X the other day. Would you rather have, in theory, Matt LaFleur if he is fired by Green Bay, although it doesn't seem like that's going to happen, or John Harbaugh, the classic CEO coach who was just let go from Baltimore? And I'm more on the Matt LaFleur end of that. I think that that's what this team needs more than a CEO type.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, as always, thank you, buddy, for getting up and being a part of the show. We're going to let you go. Enjoy. I'm sure this dude is getting ready. He's getting his menu ready. He's getting making sure the dog is walked if he's got a dog so he can sit there and not move all day long.
It's half as good as yesterday, man. We're in for a treat. So.
Yeah, man.
All right, there you go. Joe Patrick, as always, thank you, buddy. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thanks, guys.